The following is an independent paid program. The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of WLVL, its management, or staff.
The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. Ask Michelle.
It's the Ask Michelle Show on WLVL. Call 433-1433.
Ask Michelle. The advice you want for the Medicare insurance you need. The Michelle Farina Agency.
Now, here's your host, Michelle Farina.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Ask Michelle Show. Today's Ask the Pro is featuring Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency. We have her here in Studio 1A across the hall from me. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Stephanie. I'm glad to be here today.
Thank you so much for joining us. You sound great, loud and clear. I know this is your debut on radio, and we're so excited to welcome you to the station.
It is my debut on the radio, but I do this every day. For me, it's just another Medicare Monday.
There we go. That's exactly right. We've got a jam-packed show of information today. I know that Medicare is a subject that is really, really important for so many of our listeners. So many of our listeners are in that age group. You know, they're wondering what's going on. So we're just going to really start with an introduction. Again, you're listening to the Ask Michelle Show. We are here on WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. If you have a question for Michelle Farina today, you can give us a call at 433-1433. So, Michelle, let's start with a big old introduction. Tell us about you, not only your work background. Let's hear, you know, about your family. Where are you from? Just give us the woman behind Michelle Farina Agency.
I'd love to. I'm a lifelong member of Lockport, New York. Grew up here.
Are you?
Went to Lockport High School.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And I'm married. I have two children. And I have many, many grandchildren. My mom and dad still live here, so I do help my mom and dad with Medicare, as well as my husband's new to Medicare. I sing. Some of you may not recognize me on the radio right now as Michelle Farina Agency, but for many years, I was the music director at St. Joseph's Church and St. Anthony's in Lockport here. And I love what I do. I've been doing this for over 25 years in this profession. Prior to going out on my own, Stephanie, I worked for a very large insurance company for over 20 years.
Okay.
So vast amount of experience in.
Are you at liberty to say which one?
Well, I could if you want me to.
It's up to you.
Yeah, I did. I worked for Blue Cross Blue Shield of Western New York for over 20 years and decided it was time for me to do something a little bit better for my clients, the members, and be able to offer many different insurance plans.
Okay. That's fantastic.
So that's my story.
Great. So tell us, you know, what is Medicare? I know that Medicare is like one of those things where I feel like, at least for me, maybe not everyone feels this way, but I feel like it's one of those things where everyone just kind of pretends that they know what it means. But when it gets down to the nitty gritty and you have to explain it, I don't know that I could.
Stephanie, it's so true. Most people do not even have to think about Medicare while they're working, right?
Right, right.
And, you know, their employer gives them insurance, says this is what it is, and you have no choice in it, and
right.
you just take it,
right.
and then all of a sudden you're ready to retire, or you're even still working, and you turn 65, and it's like, oh my gosh, Medicare, what is it? So Medicare is a federal health insurance program. It is for people that are over 65, as well as for people that have certain disabilities.
Okay.
And there's two parts to original Medicare. Actually, for a little trivia here, a little tidbit
yeah,
for
please.
You in the future, President Johnson signed the bill back in 1965,
wow.
July of 1965. Once people retired, Stephanie, there was nothing.
Really?
Unless they had insurance, if they were union, because the laborers were, you know, huge back in the day. Insurance has changed quite a bit since 1965. But you had no insurance, so they wanted to be able to have something for those people that retired and do not have any insurance after they retire. So there are two parts, to get back to your question. Medicare Part A is your hospital portion of Medicare.
Okay.
And if you worked 40 quarters or 10 years of your life, most of us have.
Okay.
The Medicare Part A portion is no cost to you.
Oh, okay.
Of course, well, they say no cost to you, but you've been paying into it all your life while you're working.
Through taxes.
For taxes. Okay. And they're taking it out. And what it covers is hospital insurance. It covers skilled nursing. Some home health care and hospice. It doesn't cover everything, but it gives you a portion of coverage, and maybe we can dabble in that a little bit later.
Sure.
The Medicare Part B, the other portion of original Medicare, are your doctor visits, physical therapy, blood work, x-rays, outpatient surgery.
Well, we do have a call right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Should we go ahead and take it?
Well, I guess so.
Good morning. You're on with Michelle Farina for Ask Michelle.
Good morning.
Yeah, because she's new, we need her phone number and her website or email address.
You're absolutely right. Michelle, would you oblige?
I would love to. Thanks so much for calling in. What's your name?
Bill Timke.
Hi, Bill. How are you?
I'm glad to see that you do this, because I need a lot of questions answered and I want to update. So I need your number and or email address to get us together to get it going.
I would love to do that, Bill. Good to hear your voice. My phone number is 716-346-5600.
346-5600.
Right. Awesome. And my email, Bill, if you'd like to email me, I do have, you know, to be honest with you, I do have a lot of people now. All these baby boomers are very, very comfortable using the computers, and many people are on the internet. So my email is my name, Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, F as in Frank, A-R-I-N-A, 65@gmail.com.
Excellent.
Bill, thanks so much for calling. Give me a call.
No, you want to repeat that phone number a bunch of times during this broadcast, because it's good to know there's somebody in Lockport that's taking care of us.
Oh,
certainly.
My gosh.
Bill, do you have a specific question while we have you on the air?
Well, I know that now dental is covered automatically. Is that true or not?
No, it's not true, Bill, but when, and we're going to be talking over the next several weeks about this. Of course, I'll talk to you in person. I love one-on-one. You know, as we said, this is my first time on the radio, so I do so much better one-on-one and be, you know, kind of peel the onion with you to find out, what your needs are. So dental is not included yet in original Medicare, okay? But it is included with Medicare Advantage plans, which is certainly something that we're going to be talking about.
Excellent. So repeat the phone number one more time for me.
You got it. 346-5600.
Okay. Thank you so much.
I hope you have a great day, Bill. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bill. You know, I had a feeling that the phone was going to be ringing off the hook for you because, like I said when we started the show, this is such a rich topic. It's so important for Lockport, Niagara County, for, you know, the people who listen to this station. I mean, it's Medicare. It's what you need when you're 65.
It's not only what you need when you're 65, Stephanie, but, you know, I have parents. I'm not 65 yet.
Yep.
So a lot of this information that we're going to be talking about may not be for you personally right now, but it could be for a mother, father, aunt, uncle, sister, brother, or yourself coming up.
You definitely.
Know, as you're 63, 64. That's when people start to really become more aware about what they should be doing. Once they are turning 65, or pre-65.
Yeah, you know, that brings me to a really interesting point. We have a couple employees here in the office who are like 63, 64. Mm-hmm. And when I told them that you were going to be coming on board, they were really excited because one of them had mentioned to me that she heard that you need to start registering a certain amount of time before you turn 65 or else you get penalized. Is that true?
Well, sort of. You do have to start the process with Medicare. I mean, there's a whole bunch of variables with this, Stephanie. Okay. Are you still working? Are you retired? Mm. The actual process to start getting ready to get on Medicare A and B if you're not working mm-hmm. is about 3 months before the month of your birthday.
Okay.
The month of your birthday. And 3 months after your birthday, you have that. It's called the initial enrollment period. If you see those initials in the Medicare and U book, IEP, it stands for your initial enrollment period, where people start to investigate, or if they need to get on Medicare mm-hmm. A and B, they have to start the process okay. without a penalty happening or delaying the process. We wouldn't want to do that either.
Right.
And it's something we're going to definitely want to
okay.
talk about.
Yeah, I mean, it's so rich. There's so much information
right.
here. So, you know, what is the difference between Medicare and Medicaid? I feel like these terms are kind of thrown around and maybe people don't know.
Right. You know, Stephanie, before we go on to that, I think I'd like to continue because
Please.
When Bill called,
yeah.
we were just talking
oh,
still
right.
about original Medicare.
Yep,
so I really want to make sure. And honestly, viewers, I hope that you don't leave here today more confused like I was after the Bills game yesterday. Today. I heard Hank say people are shaking their heads, so I hope I have a little more clarity than what we felt yesterday
There's
after watching
so
the game.
There's just so much information, and you
yeah.
know, for anyone who does feel overwhelmed, it sounds like to me that it does really depend on your personal situation
mm-hmm.
as an individual, so definitely consider giving Michelle a call. I think if she knows your individual information, she'll be able to help you with your specific needs. Again, the number 346-5600
right.
or send her an email, michellefarina65@gmail.com. Did you pick the number 65 on purpose?
I did. I did.
I had a feeling. Anyway, so, back to what you were saying.
All right. So back to the Medicare Part B portion where we were talking about, remember, Part A is your hospital, skilled nursing, hospice, mm-hmm. and home health care.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it doesn't pay for everything, it pays for a large portion of that. Part B, unlike being free, Part A,
okay.
costs money.
Okay.
So, your Medicare Part B, as I said, covers doctor visits, physical therapy, blood work, durable medical equipment, anything to do with medical.
Okay.
Outpatient services, anything outside of the hospital. And for the average person in 2021, the cost for Medicare Part B is $148.50. So every month, if you're going to be collecting Social Security mm-hmm. and you turn 65 or end up being eligible because due to a disability, they're going to start taking $148.50 out of your Social Security check, and it begins the first of the month of the month of your birthday.
That you turn 65.
Right. Unless you turn 65 the first of a month, like let's say October 1st, you're turning 65. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, your Medicare will start the month before.
Really?
Yeah. That's how they have it set
so
up.
So let me get this straight, Michelle. You turn 65. If you need to go to the hospital for any type of emergency, that's free. That's covered. But anything else you need to pay for, like your medications, doctor visits, stuff like that?
No. Not quite, Stephanie.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Good. So clarify that for
okay,
me.
Okay. Sure. See, we're already starting
yeah.
this. You know, I call it the Medicare minefield. What I mean by that is all of these questions and all of these steps you're taking, I help guide you through
yeah.
it so you don't hit that.
It's complicated.
It's so complicated. It really is. But for most people, when you have someone like me helping you guide through the system, I'm not a one-time girl here. I don't
okay.
sign you up, help you out with this whole process, and then leave you high and dry.
Okay.
I'm here for people year-round. So getting back to that question that you had, Stephanie, certainly a huge portion of your hospital, let's say all you had was original Medicare,
mm-hmm.
A and B.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't thought about picking out anything else up yet, and you were admitted into the hospital, whether it's one day or 20 days, it doesn't matter. Your hospital deductible, you would have a deductible
okay.
of over $1,400 when you get admitted.
Oh.
And then, of course, you're covered. But
after that.
But it's a huge portion, and this is why people
yeah.
look at other options, supplemental insurance,
uh-huh.
Medicare Advantage insurance, which we'll get into.
Okay.
But the Medicare A and B portion, that was originally founded or signed the bill in 1965 by our president helped people that did not have insurance. And then they came up with another portion of Medicare, which is called Part D.
Okay.
Part D, Stephanie, stands for drug coverage.
Gotcha.
Okay. And Part D, believe it or not, also came in to fruition in July, was the same month as Part A and B, but that was many years later. It was in 2006. Imagine.
Oh my goodness, that recent?
Yeah.
Wow.
For Part D. But imagine, Stephanie, you're retired. You're back in the day when they just started original Medicare A and B, and you get on these prescriptions that are very costly. You had no coverage. So your drug portion of your drug portion was not covered by Medicare at all. And you had to pay. Now, of course, you know, medications have changed so much over the years. We know how costly they can be. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
So they came up with the Medicare Part D. And Part D, you can either get alone. So they call it standalone drug coverage.
Okay.
So again, I would help you through the minefield, be your guide, helping you find the right plan to work with your Medicare. So you could go with original Medicare A, hospital, B, medical, and D, drugs. And it's not very costly. I mean, there are plans out there. I don't know. I think it's like something like 65 Medicare D drug plans out there in this area that you can pick up. And they range anywhere from $15 to as high as $95, $100 for the drug portion of Medicare.
Okay.
So we're missing an alphabet letter here.
Yeah, I was just going to say that. We have A, B, and D. So what happened to C?
Well, Medicare C came out, those are Medicare Advantage plans.
Okay.
Which are designed by private insurance companies and all authorized through Medicare. They have to go through Medicare to get all approvals, and I'll give you some examples. Some of the local large carriers like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Independent Health, Univera, and then the national carriers, United, Humana, Fidelis, WellCare, all of these companies offer what they call Medicare Advantage plans. And those plans have hospital coverage, medical coverage, and drug coverage included. So those are your basic four parts of Medicare. It's just another way to get your Medicare A and B coverage. And of course, they're approved by Medicare through the private insurance companies. And here's an interesting note with people turning 65, Stephanie. Mm-hmm. There are 10,000 people turning 65 a day across the United States.
A day. Oh my goodness.
So this hot and exciting topic is going to be important for so many people. And they say that over the next 12 years, we're going to be going from 57 million people on Medicare to 69 million by 2023.
That's a lot.
It's a lot of people.
Yeah. Are these still baby boomers that are turning 65 right now?
Huge portion right now. That's what we're talking about. This huge portion of people turning 65. And, you know, there's a lot to think about. There's a lot involved in it. And, you know, if you were going to go with the original Medicare, you also have a deductible with your Part B, your medical. Mm. So if all you had were the A and B and D, you would have a deductible with your Medicare. In 2021, it's a $203 deductible. And then Medicare only pays 20%. I mean, 80%, forgive me. So think about it. You're responsible for 20% if all you took were original Medicare. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the outpatient surgery and have a procedure. Mm-hmm. And it's a large cost.
Yeah.
You're paying 20% for that after your deductible.
Wow.
Or an MRI or a CAT scan.
Yeah.
So those numbers can really add up.
Yeah.
And that's what's important to know about what's out there for you with these Medicare Advantage plans.
I'm kind of blown away at how much you still have to pay. I always kind of thought that Medicare was just free and you just got that from paying your taxes.
would have been nice. But well, your part A portion basically is. And you know, here's another thing, that if your husband or your wife did not work, or let's say the two of you worked, but you had no money coming in, you know, you weren't working more than 10 years or 40 quarters, that Medicare Part A would cost you $471 a month.
Oh, my goodness.
So these numbers really add up. And luckily, I have many, many years experience helping people to kind of figure everything out through this whole process of Medicare.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds just so complicated. So, you know, can we get into now Medicare and Medicaid? What is the difference there?
Well, Medicaid is a state-funded program. So Medicaid is actually for people that are low income.
Okay.
Medicare is for anyone 65 or older, but that doesn't mean that you cannot be Medicare and Medicaid eligible.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. So they do work together. They use the term dual eligible.
Okay.
So, and these are kind of private, scenarios that I sit down with people one-on-one, figure out what programs they may be eligible for. We may have someone that does have a low income. They retired from whatever job they had. Mm-hmm. They're now on Medicare, but they may also be eligible for some extra assistance to help them, either possibly not have to pay for their Medicare Part B because of their low income, or get some assistance for their prescriptions. So, but they're two different. One is federal, one is state regulated.
Gotcha. Okay. And, you know, we kind of touched on this a little bit when we talked about the birthday and the 3 months and everything. But when should someone start the process as they're approaching 65? I mean, is there too early of a time to be thinking about it and looking at your options?
Well, I think 50 years old would be a little bit too young. But I think most people start actually, I have an appointment this afternoon with someone that is turning 64 in December.
Okay.
So it's about a little bit more than a year out
that
they're going to be turning 65. And they really just want to understand. They're working. And a lot of people really want to get this information because they're preparing to retire.
Right.
The grand age, you know, a lot of people, actually, I used to think the age of retirement was 65 or.
It's really not anymore, is it?
Not anymore.
What is it now, 67?
Yeah, basically 60. I mean, I have people that are working, that I know, that are still working at 70.
Yeah.
And it's not uncommon. But starting the process just to understand Medicare.
Right.
I think about a year out is a really good time. And then, of course, when they're ready to get on Medicare A and B, there's several different ways to do that. And maybe now's the time to just talk about that a little bit. One, of course, is online, and that's socialsecurity.gov.
Okay.
Simple. You go on the homepage says sign up. And you click on it, and it helps you go through the whole system of enrolling in Medicare. And you have to go through Social Security, not Medicare, to sign up, okay? And another way is calling the 1-800 number, and I have that as well.
Great.
When I sit down and meet with people. I don't know if we need to say that today or not.
You can, but actually we have a call.
Oh.
Would you like to take it?
Sure.
All right. Good morning. You are on the Ask Michelle Show with Michelle Farina.
Hi, I do have a question. I heard you say to start the process early, but what if you retire prior to 65? Like, what if it's early 60s? Do you have options?
Well, what was your name?
Madeline.
Hi, Madeline. Thanks for calling in.
Hi. Thank you.
So, Madeline, I'm going to ask you a couple of questions because then it can help me answer yours. You're still working now, and are you covered through your employer?
I am not working anymore. No, I just retired. I was sort of like laid off retired, so I decided to stop working.
Okay. So, Madeline, what's your insurance right now?
I think I'm going to be going on my husband's.
Okay. Okay. So that's a good thing. So if you can go on your husband's insurance, then you would definitely want to stay on that as long as you could, as long as your husband's working and you have coverage through him. Definitely don't do anything about that. There are other options, Madeline. For example, is your husband older than you?
Yes.
Okay, so let's say your husband decided, hey, Madeline, I'm ready to retire. I don't want to do this anymore. And he is 65 and wants to go on a Medicare plan. There are also options for you, Madeline, that through the marketplace. That's a whole other subject, the New York State Marketplace. And I also help people with that as well. So I can help people under 65 as well as over 65. And that, it's a little more complicated, but I'm here to assist people to do that as well. Many times I'm dealing with husband and wives. One is older than the other. And the spouse continues to work because they're afraid there are no options. Mm-hmm. And there are options, Madeline. So at 60, 62, hang in there with your husband's insurance as long as he's still working. And then when it comes time for him to decide that he wants to retire, keep my phone number, 346-5600, and feel free to reach out to me after the show or call me anytime, and we can sit down and discuss this. Did that answer your question?
It did. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you calling in. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, you know what? That brings up a really good point. It's funny. I think of my dad, who is 63, and he just loves his job. I think he'll work, you know, forever. Mm-hmm. And but when he does eventually retire, my stepmother is considerably younger than him. And she's always teasing, saying, well, if dad's retired, I have to be retired, too. I can't work if he's not working. And then he always says, well, you need insurance. How are you going to get insurance?
Right.
So I didn't know that that could be an option.
Right. And you know, that brings up another really good point with Madeline calling. Thank you for that. The other aspect of your Medicare A and B, you can delay it. So let's talk a little bit about that right now, because, I mean, that's really without getting a penalty. So
you don't have to go on Medicare when you turn 65.
You do not, as long as you are still working and have insurance that is at least equal to Medicare or better than what Medicare can offer you.
Okay.
So you can delay it. And don't worry, folks. You will not be penalized for that. Down the road, when you're ready to apply, there's a certain form that you have to have your employer fill out, as well as the application for Medicare Part B. And on that employer form, your employer has to fill out that you had credible coverage. In other words, you were covered while you were still working up to 65 and after 65 until you're ready to retire. Now, that you cannot do online or call in an appointment over the phone with Social Security. That those papers you actually have to mail in to start the process. So let me give you an example, Stephanie. Let's say your dad decides that he wants to retire in March of 2022. Mm-hmm. He would want to start that process a couple of months before his retirement date. So let's say he wants to retire March 1st. He would definitely want to get in touch with me in January. I can get him the papers. I have the paperwork, help him get everything all set up. I actually, from my office, believe it or not, they're kind of antiquated. I hate saying that with Social Security, but you can't email them. You can't, you can either mail them the hard copies or we can fax them the paperwork, which is a quicker way to get your Part B in place. And then you're eligible to pick up your Medicare A and B at that point.
Okay. That's fantastic. If you're just listening now, you are listening to the Ask Michelle Show here on WLVL 1340 AM 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. We are talking all things Medicare today on this Medicare Monday with Michelle Farina. And if you'd like to speak with her, the number to call is 433-1433. So, Michelle, you know, tell us, what, as a broker, what do you provide that goes a step further than someone just like Googling to figure out what to do?
Stephanie, first, I think I probably better give you the definition of a broker.
Please. Yeah.
Because, you know, so many people get it confused with an agent represents one insurance company. So, for example, when I was working for that insurance company for all those years, I was an agent representing that company, and I could only discuss what was best, as I always did with all of my members over the years, what was best for the plan for them with that company.
Right.
A broker is a person that is licensed to sell insurance plans. I generally work with all of the main insurance carriers, and there's another word, carriers.
Yeah.
Carriers means insurance companies, and that's the difference between the two. So you have to be certified. They call it AHIP certified. If you don't know the definition of that, it's America's health insurance plan. So all of us, including myself, have to be certified. It's an industry that it's a method of proving that I have completed all the required Medicare training necessary for me to be able to represent them. And now I can help people with all the different insurance plans. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I love it when I really mean this. I don't mean it sarcastically, but I love, you know, some people come in with absolutely no knowledge of it at all. They're like my husband. Can I talk about him for a minute?
Of course.
Yeah. He's like, Michelle, just do it. I don't want to know anything. He's my worst customer actually, because he gives me all kinds of problems. He doesn't really understand it. And anyway, so people like him that would just come and say, just help me with this. I'll tell you what my medications are. I'll tell you who my doctors are, and just help me make the right decision. Or there's the other aspect of people that come in with their Excel sheets.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, I have this Excel sheet here, and I want you to go over and let's compare. And we actually do a side-by-side comparison, because there are so many differences, you know, and every broker is different as well, you know, just like, you know, are you all the same? Well, is your doctor, are all the doctors the same? Are all the hospitals the same? There's differences. And I feel very fortunate as a broker now that people really trust me.
Yeah.
I've been doing this a lot of years, and, you know, I have many of my clients that have referred many people to me, sisters, brothers, mothers, because I've done a good job. You know, I'm not bragging about this, but I take, you know, my job so seriously. And I don't know many people that are really passionate about Medicare.
Yeah.
It's a great subject, right? But I really am. And I'm more passionate about making sure that people have peace of mind, right?
Yeah.
It's really insurance, your car insurance. You know, you want to make sure you're covered.
Yep.
You get in an accident, you want to make sure you're covered. Your house insurance, in case you have a fire or anything. Your health insurance is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You want to make sure that you're in the best plan moving forward. Now, every year, Stephanie, there are changes to all the different insurance companies every single year.
There are. Every year? Monumental changes or minor changes?
Well, different changes. I mean, one year, you know, you could have a deductible for your prescription drugs in certain plans, and in other plans there aren't. One company could cover one of your medications, and the next year they're not covering it anymore.
Okay.
Doctors, hospitals, there are, believe it or not, there are actually some insurance plans out there that do not participate with all the hospitals.
Okay.
And then there are some carriers or insurance companies that do.
Mm-hmm.
So it changes, and you can change. You are not, you're married. Okay. I'm married to Ken, but he's not married to the insurance plan that I put him in.
Well, that's good to know, actually.
Yeah. Every year you can change your plan between, and those of you that are listening, you definitely may want to write these things down. Annual enrollment is coming up. It's right around the corner, October.
What does that mean?
Yeah, annual enrollment with Medicare is every single year because this gives people a chance to make changes with their health insurance. Now, you know when we're working, Stephanie, that every year they have an open enrollment for, mm-hmm. I don't know if you're aware mm-hmm. of it, but...
I have to be honest, I'm on my husband's insurance, okay. and he just handles it. So I'm pretty ignorant to all of this.
Right, so your husband's employer has what they call an open enrollment every year, and those employees are allowed to make a change once a year. But they're, most of the time, their employer makes the changes for them, and okay. they let them know, okay, Stephanie, your new plan for January 2022 is this. Well, with Medicare, your October 15th to December 7th is what is called annual enrollment period.
Okay, so that's October to December, you said?
December 7th.
Okay.
And this is when I hit, my phone rings off the wall. I feel like, I seriously feel like a, you know, your tax people?
Yeah.
Or your
yep.
accountants during that season when you're filing your taxes yeah. and they're so crazy
yeah.
busy. I work 6 days a week and during that time because I want to make sure that I have the time to get everybody in.
Mm-hmm.
And during annual enrollment, I have people helping me as well, which is great. So I'm at the Dale Association in Lockport. And during annual enrollment, I'm there every single Monday from 9 to 3 taking appointments.
Okay.
And I have people helping me. So your annual enrollment period is when you definitely want to look at other options. Now, you may want to stay in the plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if the plan looks great, you get an explanation of benefits. You get all of the annual notice of changes. Sometime in the next 2 weeks, folks, you're going to be getting those in the mail
right,
from your
September
insurance
already.
Plan. Yep.
Okay.
And if you like the plan that you're in, your Medicare Advantage plan that you're in, then you can just stay right there and it rolls over the next year.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to make changes, please give me a call.
That's what I was just going to ask you. You know, we've talked a lot about people who are turning 65, who
right.
are going to get on Medicare. What about people who are already in Medicare and maybe they see a change to their plan? Can they call you to make changes?
Absolutely. This is what I love to do. Like I said earlier, I love to peel the onion. I love to sit down with people so they can feel like, whew, take a deep
yeah.
breath. I've done it now. I've sat down with Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm in good hands because she really knows what she's talking about and understands all of the different plans that are out there.
Yeah.
Definitely those 65-year-olds that are already in a plan, this is the time to do it. You know, I've got to tell you a funny story. I was visiting a senior center, I don't know, it was sometime last year, and I sat down with a bunch of the seniors. We were having a luncheon, and there were about eight of them at one of those round tables, you know, having lunch, and we were discussing annual enrollment coming up, and many of them were in a plan. And I went around the table and asked them what they were with. Mm-hmm. And they said, well, I'm in this XYZ plan and I've been in it forever. And I said, Judy, are you sure that's the right plan for you? Oh, I've been in it forever.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not going to break it if it's working for me. And I said to her, well, do you know everything about the plan? Do you understand it? Do you know there are options out there for you? And after we started talking, she told me she was on a medication. And it was a very expensive medication. Mm-hmm. And I said, how much are you paying for that medicine? And she said, I'm paying $94 a month. And I said, Judy, oh my gosh, that is a lot of money. There may be another plan out there that might be even half that cost. You really need to do your homework
yeah.
and your due diligence. You know, I get that way too. You know, you're
yeah.
with your car insurance, yep. but you know, and you stay with it, but not with Medicare, folks. Medicare is changing every day and don't fall. I have a whole, you can't see this because we're on the radio, but I have all of these mailers that my husband receives.
Oh, yeah.
And everybody wants your business, right?
Sure.
The insurance companies want it. They want to be the best one for you. And many of them look so official. They actually look like they're from Medicare. They use the same
They're trying to trick you.
Believe me, that's terrible. I mean, they're all legal.
Yeah.
You know, they're not saying they're Medicare, yeah. but it looks like you must call immediately or effective immediately.
They know what they're doing.
And a lot of people fall for this.
That's terrible.
And it's getting more and more complicated every year, and there are more and more call centers. That's what they call them.
Okay.
They are national call centers. You've got those, and I'm not going to mention any names, but they have those celebrities doing commercials on television. Call 1-800, blah, 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 and you could get free rides to the doctor, and you could get money back on Medicare, on your Medicare Part B, and you could get dental, and you could get this and that. They don't know where you live. They're national call centers. They do not know Lockport, New York.
Wow.
They do not know the doctors.
Right,
they do not know Niagara County.
Right.
So you're getting someone on the phone, unlike me, who knows this area, who knows the doctors, the hospitals, to help you navigate through that, again, Medicare minefield. And so please be very, very careful. If mm-hmm. I can give you, you know, any advice during this process, be careful with what you're doing with your insurance and make sure that you're doing what's best. Do your due diligence with this. It's really important.
If you're just tuning in now, you are listening to the Ask Michelle Show here on WLVL, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. If you'd like to ask Michelle Farina a question, we are talking all things Medicare on this Monday. The number to call is 433-1433. Michelle, would you believe we already have only 5 minutes left in the show?
Oh, my gosh.
Where did the time go? I feel like it flew right by.
Yeah, this is what happens when I start talking about something I love.
I mean, clearly you are very passionate about this. I mean, there's so much more in my notes that we haven't covered yet. I mean, before, we do have a couple of minutes, but I want to ask if maybe we can give a teaser for next week.
Yeah.
Are we going to cover?
Yeah, that's great. I actually want to get into just a little bit of detail about what Medicare Advantage plans cover. There's also Medicare supplemental plans, mm-hmm. believe it or not, that are a little bit different than Medicare Advantage and how they differ. And I also want to touch the subject. I was making fun of those commercials and those on the television, but I wanted to touch on there is a Medicare buyback, Part B buyback, so people can get money back into their Social Security, believe it or not. Now, we're all on budgets. I'm on a budget, and as we get older and we retire, you are on more of a budget at that point to try to figure out where can I spend this dollar and this dollar. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that next week, and hopefully the following week I do have a guest coming on. Her name is Gabrielle Dodderwick, and she's with EPIC. It's the New York State Pharmaceutical Assistance Program for people that are over 65, and she is a wealth of information about that. So we've got a lot of really great topics coming up to talk about this, and if I missed anything, please feel free. Write down your questions for next week so I can answer them. And, you know, I use the term Ask Michelle. Well, if I don't have the answer, I will get it for you. I promise.
It sounds like you'll probably have the answer, Michelle. You have so much knowledge and so much information. I just want to reiterate, I know it can be nerve-wracking to call on the air and, you know, ask a question in such a public forum. If you would like to call Michelle personally, you can definitely do so after the show. Her phone number is 346-5600. Michelle, is there a certain time of day that's better for you?
Yeah. Great. I'm glad you asked that, because I did want to let everyone know once again, during annual enrollment, if you do want an appointment with me at the Dale Association in Lockport, I have to take appointments because, you know, we make that joke that you know, people will sit and wait for me for an hour. I have people helping me. Mm-hmm. But it is important to make an appointment just like you would with any place else. So Mondays at the Dale Association, 9 to 3. I also have an office, a beautiful office, just about 10 minutes outside of Lockport, right on Transit Road, 9904 Transit Road, East Amherst. Mm-hmm. It's on the corner of Smith and Transit, across from the Swarmville Fire Station. Okay. In a really nice little office.
Now, can somebody just walk into your office?
Absolutely.
They can.
I'm there most days, unless I'm at the Dale Association or here on the radio. I am at that office, and I'm there most days till 5 o'clock, right, and sometimes after.
Fantastic. Michelle, with just about a minute left, any final thoughts today?
My biggest thought is, being a complicated subject is Medicare, please use me as your guide. Start the process early. Call me if you have questions. And it gets easier, folks, as you get through it. And you know, it's the newbies. It's the new people.
Sure.
Turning 65. So as you get closer to it, start doing your due diligence, your homework, and read as much as you can. I have a lot of literature at my office. I have handouts from all the insurance carriers or companies, and I'm here to help.
That's fantastic. Well, you have been listening to the Ask Michelle Show with Michelle Farina from the Michelle Farina Agency here on WLVL 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, and streaming worldwide at WLVL.com. Michelle, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Stephanie.
This is such a rich, rich subject, which is why we are doing this all again next week. That's right. Next Monday, 1 week from today, same time, same place, 10:15 a.m. with Michelle Farina. She'll be excited to answer more and more of your Medicare questions. You can always give us a call. She'll be here next week and the week after, too. So we are very excited to welcome her here. We hope you enjoyed this first installment of the Michelle Farina Show. Got Fox News coming up. Stay tuned.